For many Canadians who do not live with a disability, the level of preparedness of our country may seem superior to what is observed in other places around the world. About two-thirds of British Columbians told research company and Glacier Media that they were satisfied with how Canada, 65%, their municipality, also 65%, and the province, 68%, are equipped to assist people with disabilities. The results are not as encouraging when we focus on the opinions of British Columbians who live with a disability. The level of satisfaction with the way the province works drops to 60%. The numbers are lower for the country, 57%, and municipalities, 54%. It is evident that more work needs to be done to address how cities and towns operate. The way we move has evolved over the past quarter century, aided by special parking zones and chirping crosswalks. Ensuring that urban areas are friendly for residents with learning disabilities or those more likely to experience sensory overload is also a responsibility that mayors and councils need to take seriously. Right now, just over half of British Columbians with a disability think about their daily routine and find their experience gratifying. The disconnect on the supposed superiority of our amenities is also present on other venues. 3 in 5 British Columbians are satisfied with how universities, 60%, and parks and beaches, also 60%, are equipped. For those who live with a disability, the ranking drops to 52% and 53% respectively. The differences are staggering when British Columbians rate stores and malls. 71% of all respondents are satisfied with what has been done, but only 57% of those living with a disability concur. Still, the most startling finding is related to office life. Only 46% of British Columbians with a disability are satisfied with the way workplaces are equipped to assist people with disabilities. This leaves more than a third, 35%, who may not completely look forward to a day's work because of inadequate facilities. On a couple of areas, the survey is reassuring. More than a quarter of British Columbians who live with a disability, 27%, had access to quiet areas in a workplace or school when needed, and more than 1 in 5, 22%, were provided with special supports to complete their work or studies. Respondents aged 18 to 34 were more likely to have gone through each of these experiences than their older counterparts. We also have some undesirable findings. 34% of British Columbians who live with a disability telling us they were negatively stereotyped or judged by colleagues because of their disability, and 22% saying they had difficulty entering a workplace or school because of improper facilities. Fewer than 3 in 10 British Columbians who live with a disability experience 3 types of barriers, all of the time, or, most of the time, architectural and physical, 28%, informational or communications related, 27%, and technological, 23%. Examples of these setbacks include not being able to access a building or outdoor space, or lacking assistive devices to properly take part in an assignment. For at least a third of British Columbians who live with a disability, 2 types of barriers are more prevalent: systemic, 33%, and attitudinal, 34%. These barriers include policies that unfairly prevent individuals from participating fully in a situation, or the behavior of other humans whose assumptions end up becoming discriminatory. Our survey may provide some relief in the partial progress that has been achieved on infrastructure and some forms of accommodation. Unfortunately, the biggest hindrance continues to be discrimination, both in our behavior as humans and in the policies that fail to take everyone into account. When a third of British Columbians who live with a disability recall facing each of these difficulties, all, or, most of the time, we are not where we could be as a society. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from September 17-19 among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.